And then my next question is, how is the conflict of interest and the perception of conflict of interest of users of council's facilities being managed relating to the airport project? I have concerns there, and so do some others who asked me about it as well. And again, the general manager has answered it there.
Councillor? Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I chair that meeting, and I make it very clear every meeting. I call and give plenty of time for the conflict of interest. Remembering we have 6 airport users on that committee, and some people have declared an interest but stayed in the meeting, but it's certainly handled with very under the right manner, as far as I'm concerned.
Can I develop that further? Can I just ask how will we progress from here on in, given that is something that is the community are asking questions about? Thank you, Councillor Collison, for your answer.
So without putting too fine a point on it, Councillor, you've had enough training now to know exactly how conflict of interest and perception of conflict of interest is dealt with in committee meetings. And I would have thought that you would have been able to answer that without asking a question here in chambers or a question to the general manager. So I'm a little disappointed. I also take it as a personal affront that there are suggestions from the public that any sort of impropriety is taking place. That's my comment, and I'll leave it at that. Rest assured, and if you wish to take this further, then you would be suggesting that our training, our use of that training, and our performance when conducting ourselves at committees is, again, inadequate or improper.
No, I'm just asking the question about conflict of interest and whether all conflicts of interest have been declared at all meetings, because it comes back to the person. It's not up to council to expect the people to declare their conflicts of interest. So that's why I'm asking the question, because a lot of people have asked me and I'm asking it as well.
Councillor, at every committee meeting, have you ever been to a committee meeting where it was not asked, does someone have a conflict of interest?
I accept the process is thorough in that it asks that very question, but through every single airport meeting, has every single conflict of interest been declared that ought to have been? That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm asking. And I think I can ask this question without causing offence, because I think we need to ask this question. It's a huge project. It's a lot of money, and a lot of people are doing it very tough at the moment, and a lot of people think it's very niche. And so I think it's a valid question, and I wasn't setting out to be difficult. I'm just asking what people are asking me. And I see a lot of people down the street, and I get asked this sort of thing. I don't wish to be shot. I ask you not to shoot the messenger. I'm just asking that question.
Councillor, what would you suggest we do to elicit from these people their conflicts, other than doing what is in the code and asking them to declare at the start of the meeting, do they have any conflicts of interest?
I accept
and
that.
In many of the meetings, we also explain, and certainly when people join these meetings, these committees, we explain to them what a conflict is, including perceptions of conflict. What more are you suggesting that we should do to placate these people in the public who have an issue with the way that we're dealing with our committees?
I don't have a suggestion. I'm asking the question. I expect the directors, because that is their skill set. I don't have that skill set. But I'm asking the question because I'm representing people who didn't vote for me and did vote for me. And they're asking the question. That's what I'm doing. I've just put it to you. And I thank the general manager for his answer, because his answer is there. So if you're happy, I'll move on to my notice of motion that didn't make the business papers. And I wasn't late with these.
Mr. Mayor, can I just make another comment, please?
Not if it's a debate or inflammatory.
No, it's just to go on about the committee, the Sayards Committee I'm also a member, chair of, and it's run under exactly the same umbrella. There's users, there's agents, there's producers. They've all got a conflict of some description, but it's all made very clear, and it's up to the individuals.
Thank you, Councillor.